High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Another fire that has most definitely started and one that needs to be addressed and contained is how we deal with how we give people free healthcare. How do we manage giving people access to healthcare in South Africa? Well, Section 27 allows for that. Together with three affected persons launched their litigation in the Gauteng division of the High Court in Johannesburg. And we're talking this morning to Dr. James Smith. He's a regional migration at Doctors Without Borders. Dr. James Smith, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks very much for having us.
So it's a real concern, is this the issue of providing healthcare to people who need it. And we've got the xenophobic tendencies here in South Africa. We tend to be a little bit intolerant of those who need our assistance. Tell us how this is playing out.
Sure. So, I mean, the first thing to say is that this is a problem, as we know, for many people in South Africa, but it's certainly an issue that we see particularly negatively affecting individuals who've been marginalized in society. And that includes undocumented migrants, asylum seekers,
right,
people who are, for whatever reason, rendered stateless. We've been working in South Africa for over 20 years now, supporting various health-related activities, HIV programs, TB programs, and so on. At the moment, we run a project in Gauteng province where we provide support to undocumented migrants, but also to other vulnerable individuals, including South African nationals. And we help them navigate access in the first instance to primary healthcare, which is free in South Africa, free for pregnant women and children under a certain age, and then we work with those primary healthcare centres to get people access to secondary and tertiary care where they need it. And that's where we see the major issue at the moment. One of the big challenges that we face is around charging. But charging aside, and again, this is something that affects many people in South Africa, the charging regimen needs to be addressed across the board. But we also see, as you've mentioned yourself, multiple sort of expressions of medical xenophobia, people being denied access, people being treated particularly badly when they're already in a vulnerable state, already suffering. So, you know, we see all of these issues, and it's a sort of a real kind of constellation, a perfect storm of sorts.
Doesn't it say more about the state of our own medical care for people in this country than it does about anything else? In other words, if people were satisfied with the care that they were getting and they were feeling cared for, then there's a greater chance that they will be less intolerant and less generous in spirit towards those who are vulnerable.
It's an interesting question. I mean, I think that this is something that we see beyond South Africa. This is a global problem. But when we see essential public services struggling for whatever reason, then it's often migrants and other marginalized groups that are, in a sense, sort of held responsible or made to feel that they are somehow kind of implicated in all of this. I mean, I think it, we talk about an inclusive healthcare system, and increasingly in the public health space, we talk about inclusion health. And there's a great quote that I won't try and repeat word for word because I can't recall it precisely, but it effectively says that, you know, you can measure a society by relation to the way that it treats its most vulnerable individuals. And I think when you take an inclusion health approach in a healthcare system, it lifts up the entirety of the healthcare system for everybody. So I think that's what we're trying to sort of articulate here. And you know, as I say, we work with the most vulnerable individuals in South African society currently. And through working with those individuals, we are able to sort of put a spotlight on where we feel there are issues that most urgently need to be addressed. And in, you know, by addressing those issues, it will be for the benefit of everybody.
So what is the current situation?
Well, so the event that occurred yesterday that you mentioned, so this is it was the launch of a new handbook written by Section 27 in collaboration with us in MSF and a number of other organizations. And really what we've tried to do is to sketch out what the law currently says. So what rights are currently conferred under the Constitution and under the National Health Act and so on. And Section 27 of the Constitution outlines very clearly that everybody in South Africa has the right to access healthcare, has the right to food and water, and has the right to a certain level of social security. So what the reason that the sort of the impetus behind this event was that in many healthcare facilities we increasingly see the opposite. To come back to the charging question that I mentioned, one of the major issues that we're seeing, certainly in Gauteng province, but elsewhere in the country, is that undocumented migrants presently, so there's a charging regime in place for everybody, inclusive of South Africans. And at the moment, it's means tested. So if an expectant mother attends hospital to deliver, the way that the system is meant to work in principle is that an individual will be means tested, and if they can pay, they will pay. This is, of course, if they don't have health so on already. For undocumented migrants, that for complicated reasons that we can get into in a moment, that they are now charged at the highest rate, so they're automatically put in the highest category. Now, obviously, undocumented migrants, by virtue of being marginalized in society, aren't necessarily going to be working, and if they are, they're not going to be earning a huge amount of money. So, you know, these charges are often prohibitively expensive. It puts people off seeking care, which means that people present late, often with health-related complications. But it also has it also presents with issues for patients after they've delivered, or if they're not denied care, they're then left with this bill to pay. We have heard cases of people who've been held in hospital pending payment of the bill, which of course is not only hugely distressing for the individual, but it holds up a hospital bed that should be freed up for somebody else. We've heard of children, newborns who have been denied birth certificates, and this is a major issue for children.
Absolutely.
Because it renders them de facto stateless. They don't have any proof.
Absolutely.
Of birth.
So it is 7 o'clock. We do need to go to news. But just before I let you go, are you seeing decent progress being made?
I think there's an opportunity for progress. I think we're really calling on the government now to clarify some confusing documentation that was circulated back in 2020. And I am hopeful that if we do that, we can see a sort of progressive realization of improved access to care for not only undocumented migrants, but for everyone in across the country.
It is 7 o'clock. Dr. James Smith from Doctors Without Borders. Thank you for that. Good morning.